talking about a topic that I think is very important. It is Orthodontic Health Month, and we are joined in studio by Dr. Doug Jahl. He's with Jahl Orthodontics in Auburn, and just talking a little bit about a very important thing, because I know, Doug, we have a lot of listeners that have either kids or grandkids who are in braces. I even know some adults who are wearing braces, and it's a topic that I'm interested in, and I was wondering if maybe we could start the conversation. If you could just give me maybe a one-minute synopsis of kind of the history of orthodontics. Who kind of pioneered this thing? Because it obviously is something that's relatively new in the last, 50 years or so?
Edward H. Engel. He sort of pioneered the profession, the specialty, but it dates back to the Egyptian time.
Is that
right? Actually put appliances on and moved teeth even back then.
Wow. So when did it kind of come into the mainstream? I had mine on right around 1989, I think, when I was 12 years old.
It really became somewhat more of a specialty that people would, you know, avail themselves of, actually dating back to the 1920s. But it's really taken hold in the 60s and in the 70s, and with some of the newer technologies, it's becoming more mainstream. It's becoming much more comfortable, affordable, and really accessible.
How do you basically get a first look at a patient? Is there any coordination between when I go to my dentist for my standard six-month cleaning, they take a look, and as I'm developing, you know, I'm talking about children now, you know, you can kind of tell where the teeth are a little bit out of place. How does it kind of, is there any symmetry between yourselves and the dentists?
Absolutely. We like to coordinate, and we call it interdisciplinary. We like to work with the general dentist, and we rely on them to recognize this with their own families and recognizing problems. But with the advent of the internet now, a lot of people know and are very savvy and self-refer.
Okay, so they come and see you. And as you mentioned just a moment ago, just like technology, the technology of orthodontics has certainly changed as we are here in 2017. There's a lot of different type of options. When I was a kid, look, you had the big metal brackets and kind of bright colored rubber bands, and now you can almost get where you can't even tell people have them, right?
Yes, there are different systems where there are clear braces that go on the inside or the tongue side of the tooth, and there's also clear aligner systems where there's plastic trays that are designed to move teeth over time as well.
Is there any kind of standard, or does it literally vary mouth by mouth in terms of times that someone could expect to go through the entire procedure of getting the braces on and getting their teeth straightened? Is that an individual basis that you evaluate that on?
I think that's where the specialty of orthodontics really has its strengths, because of all the differences, I think it's best to have an individual assessment and to have the orthodontist or specialist educate the individual, the consumer. And from that, they can make an informed choice, because there is so many options.
We're talking with Dr. Doug Jahl with Jahl Orthodontics. They're at 11969 Heritage Oak Place in Auburn, talking about, well, it's Orthodontic Month, Orthodontic Health Month, and we are discussing kind of the ins and outs of it. Now, a lot of people know that you get into it because of aesthetics. Like, I had buck teeth, as they called it back in the day, and I didn't want to have that when I was an adult. But there's other things, there's other benefits that come from having straighter teeth, correct? Like, it can even affect your sleep patterns and stuff if your teeth are out of whack.
Yeah, that's an interesting point that you bring up. There's been a lot of studies now showing that the airway, the size of the airway, and the orthodontists are trained to screen for the problems. However, a complete diagnosis has to be made by a sleep medicine specialist. But we find at the early ages that certain children, particularly we live in an area where there's a lot of allergies, you know, we get a lot of winds coming up in this way, and it affects the airway, it affects their breathing pattern, swollen tonsils, adenoids, and it can affect the growth of the face. So screening for that and making plans to compensate or adjust for that can be very beneficial at an early age.
Do you have a general age? Because I've read some articles that say you definitely should get them when you were a kid, but I know some adults who just got theirs off and they're as happy as they've been. They're approaching 40 years old. Does it matter really what age you decide that you want to make this improvement?
And I'll answer that in a couple different ways.
Sure.
In one hand, really doesn't matter. What we do, we treat when you come in. So we make adjustments based on what we see. There are certain advantages to doing it at an early age, because sometimes the problem with the bite can cause deterioration of the mouth. So depending on your age, we might see excessive wear on the teeth as a result of the bad bite. So having corrected that earlier may have reduced or eliminated some of those problems that they would experience throughout their lifetime. But it's of benefit, too, sometimes to screen for problems at an early age. For instance, I treated my daughter with an early set of treatment when she was 7 years old. And then once all of her permanent teeth came in, the problem was greatly reduced.
Okay. And, well, then she's got a dad who can tell her exact. You're probably the one to go to, right? Dad, I trust you on this. You know.
She didn't have a choice.
She didn't have a choice. Now, over at your orthodontic center there at Jowl Orthodontics, tell me a little bit about that. I mean, talk to me about it.
Well, let me make a correction. I'm no longer at my private practice.
Okay.
I currently practice at Chappaday Indian Health here in Auburn. And so we focus on the Native Americans and Medi-Cal qualified orthodontia.
Well, I apologize for that. I must have misread there.
So
talk to me a little bit about that. I mean, is this something new for you personally? It sounds like it's a total shift in what you were doing before.
Yeah, I recently, in the past year, transitioned out of my own private practice and took an opportunity with the Indian Health Service to do their orthodontia. So I'm their attending orthodontist now. So I get to do all the fun things in working with the people, but not having to take care of all the other ancillary factors of a business.
I see. Yeah. So you can just focus on what you... Yeah, I get it. Because sometimes business gets in the way of what you're actually good at, right? I mean, I'm no QuickBooks expert. I'm on a microphone talking. Right?
Exactly.
That kind of thing. Well, if somebody's kind of, you know, wondering where to start with their child, I guess I want to just kind of hammer this point home as we wrap up. It does start with making sure you keep up with your regular dental visits, getting your teeth cleaned. You know, every 6 months is a good idea. And then kind of coordinating with the dentist to, I guess, at some point come up with a referral to go see an orthodontist. Is that kind of the process of this?
Essentially, that's been the standard. However, today with the internet, as I mentioned, people are self-referring. So in this area and most of the areas in this region in the Sacramento Valley and in the foothills, most orthodontists do not charge for an initial visit. And this is a screening visit. And basically to see whether or not treatment is indicated and then educating them what their options might be, pursuing maybe gathering some diagnostic information to do a more detailed analysis. But I always mention to people that when in doubt, it doesn't hurt to get more than one opinion. So what I find now that many of the younger parents are very well educated, they're very savvy, and so sometimes they recognize things. And of course, you know, at soccer games, they're talking amongst themselves and they compare notes and they find that, you know, something doesn't seem right, at least with sometimes comparing to some of their other siblings. So they say, well, let's go ahead and get an opinion. And so seeking out an orthodontist opinion never hurts, really.
Well, we certainly appreciate you coming by and spending a little time here with us talking about Orthodontic Health Month. We've been talking with Dr. Doug Jowl. It's been a pleasure meeting you, and I hope if we have any future questions about oral hygiene, we can give you a call and get you back in. Does that sound okay?
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Absolutely. Dr. Doug Jowl there.